Sam was teaching this morning, in the process of that, he made a statement, and it took me in a direction. When he made that statement, I just heard this on the inside of me, ruling together. And in Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 20, where the Great Commission, as we call it, is given, and Jesus tells his apostles what to do in going out in his name and telling them what will happen as a result of them going out in his name. And then verse 20 says that the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs following. The key is the Lord worked with them, not for them. You understand? And then in Luke 10:19, he tells us, "Behold, I've given to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you." And we know that's, "I give you authority over the power of the enemy." So who gave us that authority? Jesus doing the speaking, right? So Jesus is telling us we have authority over all the power of the enemy. But how many of you know that authority has to be exercised? If it's not exercised, then you get negative results. How's that? And then in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, where Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray, and he says, pray like this: "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed," or consecrated. And that word means to make holy. So, to make holy the name of God. Okay, so hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how does the kingdom come on earth? And so Jesus gives us insight into that. Jesus tells us how the kingdom comes on earth. It comes by Him entering into our hearts. He says the kingdom of God is within us. So when you accept the King of the kingdom, you're accepting the kingdom. You understand? Jesus gave a parable how, you know, this guy goes out and he goes to these cities. He's going to be the king over these cities. They said, "We don't want you to rule. You don't accept the king. You don't accept the dominion the king has, and there's a consequence for that." And so what the Lord, I believe, is wanting us to understand is that it's not enough to just pray for this, that, or the other. We have to enter into a corporate fellowship with the Lord. In John, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse, Jesus made the statement that to those who believe, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who believes on me," or in me, "the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Now, here again, it's a cooperative fellowship. We're working together, which starts by believing in Him, and by believing in Him, then we have the authority to operate in His name. And the way the kingdom of God comes to earth, and the way the kingdom of God works in earth, is God ruling through people. And this was the thing where he's telling me, ruling together. We can't rule without Him. And He can't rule without us, because that's the way He set it up. You go all the way back to Genesis, the first chapter, and look at verse 26, how God created man to have dominion. And if you want to look that word up, it's actually subjugate, which means to make subject. So man had to do it. The dominion's not automatic. You understand, you have the dominion, but if it's not exercised, you won't dominate. As a matter of fact, if you do not exercise the dominion given to you, you will be dominated. We have authority over the devil, but if we don't take authority, he will dominate and we won't. His kingdom will rule instead of God's kingdom ruling in our behalf. Why? Because God is depending upon us to yield to him and work together with him so that he can rule. You think about this. Jesus is the head of the body, which is the church, right? So in order for him to do in earth what he wants to do, he needs his body cooperating with him. And in order for the body to do what's expected of it, the body needs to be connected to the head and getting its information and signals and counsel and all these things from the head. You think about your natural body. In order for your natural body to properly function, it must be connected to the head. The head and the body must work together. Right? And if the head and the body aren't working together, what does it do? It creates a problem to where the body cannot function as it's designed to function. And see, this is what's going on in the world today. The body of Christ is not functioning as it's designed to function because we're not ruling with. You understand? So often people go out and try to do their own thing, and then they develop this religious system. Religious system is just simply operating independent of God under the name of God. In other words, you're using God's name, but you're not following God's way. So in reality, you're not working with him. That system is not listening to him, being led by the Spirit. See, Christ doesn't just enter our heart to enter our heart for no reason. He's there so his life can be lived through us. We can quote Galatians 2:20, but do we really understand what it means to be crucified to where Jesus is actually living his life through us instead of us living our lives through us? If we're living our lives through us, the old man has not been put to death. You understand? And in order for Jesus to live in us and through us, the old man has to be put to death. And I'm just simply talking about the flesh, the desires of the flesh. The flesh dominates, this type thing. We talk about God ruling in earth. It would be nice for God to just go up and clean house in Congress and Senate and Supreme Court and the whole D.C. area. You know, just purge it and cleanse it. That would be nice, and that's what people want done. But the bottom line is that mess is the mess it is because we here locally have not stood up for Jesus. We have not allowed God to rule first in us, but then through us. We'll complain and tell about how it should be, but yet we won't even order our lives according to the ways of God. We want everybody else to follow God and do right, but we want to do our thing. And the Lord is bringing us into accountability to where we are accountable for our actions. I can't blame it on anyone else. I can't blame it on any circumstances. What I'm responsible for doing is representing the Lord Jesus Christ in this body wherever I go. There's no time off for the flesh. Flesh is supposed to be dead, and the Spirit is supposed to be ruling through these bodies. When the Spirit's ruling through these bodies, God's ruling. God's ruling in earth. That's why Jesus was so successful in his ministry, because God was always ruling in and through his body. Jesus has chosen us. We're handpicked. We're selected. Do you understand? So he can live his life through us, but in order for that to occur, we must subject ourselves to him. If I'll subject myself to him, God will rule me. And if God is ruling me, God can rule through me. Does all that make sense? Okay. And so when he talks about ruling together, God's saying, for as I'm concerned, God is saying, I want to rule, but I need bodies. Now you go all the way back to Genesis, where God gave man dominion, human beings dominion. The human beings had to take dominion. And isn't it interesting, all the way through the history of mankind, the ones who ruled are the ones who stood up to take the rule. You understand? You don't rule by being passive. And so one king would rise up and defeat another king. And the story goes on. And then, you know, history tells us that some wanted to rule the world. Well, how did they do that? They got aggressive. Nebuchadnezzar was aggressive. You understand? Then the Medo-Persians and the Grecians and the Romans. You look at the world wars. I mean, they can tell you all kinds of stories of why, but the bottom line is always people vying for power. You understand? They want the power. And so the powerful rise up. Now, the interesting thing is we're the most powerful entity in earth, the church. Why don't we rise up? What would happen if the church would rise up and exercise its authority in earth? Do you think earth could change? Would the kingdom of God come? See, the way, and God set it up this way, the way for his kingdom to come is for us to accept the king and allow the king to rule in us and through us. That's how the kingdom of God works in earth. People look for God to come and set up some physical throne in earth and just beat everybody up and we live happily ever after. But that's not the way he's ordained it. We're not in the millennial reign, where Jesus is ruling with a rod of iron. In this church age, Jesus rules through the church, not with a rod of iron per se. You follow me? So if the church is passive, then it ties the hands of Jesus as to what he can do. Well, I thought God was all powerful. God is all powerful, but he won't violate his word. You understand? He won't abuse his strength. He stays under the authority of his word. He wants us as his body to come under the authority of his word, which is getting in agreement with him and simply just carrying out what his word says. And that's not flesh fighting flesh. That's the Spirit rising up and taking authority over the spirits that are influencing flesh. What if we stood up in the authority that God's given us and took authority over the spirits that are dominating this area, this area, this area? Do you think things couldn't change? Of course they can change. But do you know where that starts? In your house. You have to take authority in your house. If you're the only one there. I've had some interesting encounters in my house with me there by myself. And I'm talking about encounters with the devil himself, just demonic spirits. Now I can run, get scared, or I can take authority over. And I've learned that if I take authority over, he runs. He doesn't have a choice. If I'll submit to God, he has to flee. You with me? And, you know, we've had some circumstances through life. Sure, I can tell you some encounters we've had with just demon spirits in the house. And so what do? You drive them out. You stand up and you take authority over the house. This is my property. Get off. You with me? We have to do that in the church. This is God's property. You have no right here. We can allow the devil to dominate services, or we can do what God says and take authority in the services by staying submitted to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. But that's up to us. God doesn't overrule, He rules with you. You with me? So I can say, Lord, do this, do this, do that. And the Lord said, you do it. I gave you the authority. You're the one that has the authority. I gave it up. I gave that to you. So he's given me authority in my house. It's not going to do me any good to be praying to God, God do this and God do this in my house and take care of this in my house. And God said, you do it. I gave you the authority to do it. I could really count down on some things there. Might get myself in trouble if I count too long. But this is one of the problems with children today. It's because the one who has authority in the house is not taking authority in the house, and is letting the spirit that's influencing that child dominate the house rather than taking authority over the spirit and actually delivering the child. Ruling together with God. Not working independently of God. Not looking to God to work independently of you. But a corporate effort. It's the same way in the church. It's the same way in a business. Anything you can think of, this is the way it works. You have authority. Wherever you go, you're a carrier of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the authority in the name of Jesus. You can be pushed around by the devil, or you can take authority over the devil. And here again, I'm not talking about fighting flesh with flesh. I'm talking about the spirit world. You take authority in the spirit world. And when you take authority in the spirit world, you'll see the changes take place in the natural world. Remember Daniel praying? Took 21 days to get the answer to his prayer because Michael said, I was hindered. I've been fighting over here in the spirit world. And the only one, or Gabriel said that, and he said the only one that helped me was Michael, your prince. And when I go back, we're going to engage again, and that Medo-Persian Empire is coming down on the Grecian Empire. It's done in the spirit realm first. And when that battle's won in the spirit realm, you see the manifestation in the natural realm. We think this is a natural battle in the United States. No, it's a spiritual battle. You're talking about a drug. Drugs are just out of control in the city. It's a spiritual thing. Kids are looking for something. What if they saw the truth? What if they saw the real deal? What if they saw a God of power, not a God of form? What if they saw something beside religion? Or if they see something that's consistent with what they're hearing? So often, mom and daddy preach one thing and tell them about Jesus, but then live a lifestyle that's inconsistent with the message they're speaking. And the kid is like, I can't hear what you're saying for seeing what you are. In other words, following the example. We as the body of Christ are to set the example in the earth. We're to set the example of subjecting ourselves to the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to let Him rule in us, and then we're to stand up with His rule. Taking authority. It's amazing to me how many believers are afraid of the devil. How many Christians will not stand up and confront demonic activity? I've had numerous people to tell me, oh, I'm not going to mess with the devil. Well, the devil's messing with you. And if you're not going to do anything like that, he already has you in fear. And you know what happens when he has you in fear? You won't exercise authority. God can't rule in that situation. Because the way God would rule in that situation is through you taking authority in the name that he's given us, the name of Jesus. Does all this make sense? God wants his kingdom to come in earth as it is in heaven. Do you understand that God himself is not fighting all these spiritual battles? I mean, when you read about these things taking place, this angel's doing it, isn't it? What are they doing? They're exercising the authority that God's given them in the spirit world. As messengers of God in the spirit world, we're messengers of God in this world. Why don't we exercise the authority that God's given us? Some generations go get this and go into the promised land. You understand? They're going to grab hold of this truth. I have the right and the privilege to exercise the name of Jesus in earth and rule rather than being ruled by the world. God's wanting us to catch that revelation. All the way through the history of mankind, man's ruled because man has dominion. The problem is, he ruled independently of God. And by ruling independently of God, he's taken the world in the wrong direction. You know, when Israel ruled independently of God, those kings, those leaders, took the nation in the wrong direction. But nevertheless, they had dominion. You understand? That's the sobering thing about it. We have dominion. What are we going to do with it? God is wanting us to get his kingdom in earth as it is in heaven. To where we hear and obey. Pretty basic. You hear, you obey. God gives you a message. Just like we say, like Gabriel, you know, I had the message the first day you prayed, Daniel. I met some interference, but I fought through it. Do you get that? I had interference, but I fought through it. I'm telling you, We have to fight through some things, not flesh and flesh, but we have to fight through it by the Spirit, to where we will not move off of the Word of God. God said it, and it has to happen. You know, I've dealt with a situation where the devil would say, where a person was demon-possessed, and the devil would say, "I'm not coming out." Well, I mean, you have a choice to make. Oh, didn't mean to offend. And so that's the attitude of a lot of people. No, you say, shut your mouth and come out. That's not an option. He's bluffing. And if you fall for the bluff, he'll stay there. But if you don't fall for the bluff and you stand your ground and you persevere, "I'm not moving, you're coming out." You don't have a choice. You never entertain the thought that it may not work. If you entertain that thought, it won't work. You with me? Know your authority and don't move off of that God-given authority. This is God ruling through us. With His Word, with His Spirit, with His name, giving us His name, Jesus. That's how God rules. So, we're not to be looking for God to work for us. We are to be working with God. You with me? The word "with" means there's a cooperation. I like the way, if you get in and look at the definition concerning the Holy Spirit with the Greek word parakletos, you'll find that it's working together with us against whatever opposition there is. It's not Him working for us. It would be like me saying, "Hey, Michael, how about helping me move this stand?" And Michael comes up and I sit down. And so that's the way we think God works. As we pray and we sit down and God does. No, God is using our mouth. God's using our hands. God's using our feet. But if we do not yield our mouth, our hands, our feet to the Lord, then we just hindered the work of the Lord being done and God's kingdom being established in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Ruling together. God says, "I want to rule in earth, but in order for me to rule in earth, I need my body." All the way through the history, look through the Bible, God was looking for a person to manifest Himself through us. Looking in a nation, if I could find somebody that would stand in the gap. He said, "I looked and I couldn't find anybody." And finally, he said, "I'll just do it myself." That's through Jesus. Okay? Sending us Jesus. But it's interesting how the nation of Israel, or Judah more specifically, because Israel never did come around. After they split off into the 10 kingdoms, they never followed God. They fabricated their own gods. Never had one good king. But occasionally in Judah, there would be a king that would stand up with a heart to God, like a Josiah, like a Hezekiah. You understand? With a heart. And God compared them to David. But they did what was right. They followed God like David, who had a heart after God, a man after God's own heart. What happened when these kings stood up and took authority? It was well for the nation. It went well for the nation. God ruled in the nation through a person. God never usurped the rule of other individuals. You understand, Hezekiah is a great king, God the king, and then had a son that was one of the most wicked kings in Judah. Well, God didn't overrule Manasseh. Manasseh ruled because Manasseh had dominion. And if we don't submit ourselves to God, God can't rule through us. And if God's not ruling through us, guess who is? Guess whose influence we're under? God wants us to come under the influence of Him, to where we, working with Him, can get great things accomplished in earth. We're a blessed people. I really appreciated the message this morning. I thought it was just a tremendous message, giving insight into what blessing really is all about. And God has bestowed upon us a divine empowerment that we have the ability to manifest God in earth. You know, Jesus said to Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why is it that there's no one in earth that could say, if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus? If you've seen the body, you've seen Jesus. And see, this is what the church is ordained to do. It's ordained to manifest Jesus. So if you see the church, which is the body of Jesus, you see Jesus. Show me Jesus. Have you been with us this long and you don't recognize Jesus? The sad part is it's become so religious that they can't recognize Jesus. And so we have to get out of that religious system in our minds. You can come out of it physically, but it has to get out of you. See, Israel came out of Egypt, that first generation, but Egypt didn't get out of them. And they're always thinking back, looking back. And we have to stop looking back. Look up. Be led by the Spirit. God is wanting a generation to rise up, and if I can use this phrase, in reckless abandon, that'll throw caution to the wind just to be led by the Spirit of God. They won't consider circumstances. They won't consider all the unwise counsel they get. They will consider Jesus. They consider the Holy Spirit. They consider the Word of God and obey the Word of God. Then God's rule is with us. And that's what He wants to do. Pretty basic if you think about it. But it begins with desire. God had such a desire for that He did the unthinkable, giving a son to be crucified, to be killed, so He could get that desire planted in earth. Each individual must have a strong enough desire that individual is willing to give up self-life so that the life of God can be manifested through the individual. That's how God rules with us in earth. That's how the kingdom of God is manifested in earth. That's how the will of God is done in earth, is by us, the body of Christ, doing the will of God. Amen. Well, I could go on, but I that's really what the Lord's put on my heart, just to exhort us to work together with the Lord, because the Lord wants to rule together with us. Amen.